Now, by my count, this is four new big budget proposals that have been rolled out recently, including one from President Obama, House GOP, House Democrats, and now this bipartisan group. Help us keep them straight. What's the difference between all of these?
Well, there are a lot of, you know, what we're seeing here is lunacy in the budget debate, and it happens every year because we're going to talk. You mentioned the four, but there are actually six budgets that are going to get a vote tomorrow. Five. Obama's is not going to get a vote, but six big major plans, and all of them competing, but all of them also very vague. And because none of them are going to pass, what we're seeing is just jockeying for kind of campaign fodder. So everybody gets to claim that they wanted to do this, even though they know it's not going to pass, and then they can run back to their districts and say, well, at least we tried. So that's kind of the framework here. The big differences between Van Hollen and Ryan, the House Republican and the House Democratic budgets, are what we've been hearing about all year. The Democrats still want to, want to spend a lot of money on things like transportation, education, money to states, that sort of stuff. They're still in stimulus mode. They still want to create jobs by borrowing money and spending it. On the flip side of that is Ryan, and he wants to cut spending and cut taxes, and that's the way the Republicans want to revive the economy and create jobs. So those broad strokes haven't changed at all. These are enormous bills, and there's a lot in them. But again, there's a lot that they've kicked to the committee, and so it's impossible to dig into all the details because all the details are not there. But those are kind of the broad strokes, and so the more things change, the more they stay the same.
So tell us about this new one, this bipartisan budget. Is it halfway in the middle between those two plans, the Republican and the Democratic plan?
You're talking about the Bold-Simpson plan. This was the committee that Obama set up a few years back, and it was bipartisan, and they came up with this enormous plan to overhaul the tax code and overhaul entitlement spending, Medicare, Medicaid, all of those things. That didn't go anywhere. It didn't even pass out of the super committee system that was intended to draft it. But what we see is a couple centrists, Stephen LaTourette from Ohio and Jim Cooper from Tennessee is the Democrat, LaTourette's the Republican. That was kind of a surprise. No one expected that to show up. And it's kind of a wild card. It's going to be interesting to see who votes for that. Steny Hoyer, the second-ranking House Democrat, was asked yesterday about it, and he punted on it. He didn't want to get into it just yet. So I think everybody's kind of weighing their options there and seeing, well, what happens if I do vote for that? We're all for comprehensive tax reform, and we're all for, entitlement reform in order to shore up Medicare and Medicaid. But do we really want to go on the record voting for Bold-Simpson? And so that's going to be interesting, and I'm sorry I don't have a better answer than that, but nobody's really playing their hand just yet.
We're speaking with Mike Lillis. He's with the Hill newspaper. Now, the time is ticking, of course, and they can't even get a transportation vote in the House, and that runs out Saturday. So what do the prospects look like for what happens after the Easter break?
Oh, wow. Well, it's an election year, and no one thinks anything's really going to happen except for appropriations, which is why all of this budget talk is so, it's I don't want to say meaningless, but none of these budgets are going to pass. So it's a lot of wheel spinning for legislation that's not going anywhere. Again, it kind of sets the priorities, and then, of course, you still have to fund the federal government. So a lot of these things, you're going to see a lot of CRs, a lot of continuing resolutions where they're just going to kick things, 3 weeks or 3 months at a time because they don't have to come up with any major savings in order to do the short-term fixes. I think you're going to be seeing them. You punt on everything, and as you've seen, the House Republicans behind Boehner, even on transportation, just want to do a short-term fix to get us through the Easter break. Not sure how that's going to play out. A lot of pressure on Boehner now to take up the Senate bill, which is a two-year transportation bill, and they might be forced to do that before Saturday, as you mentioned, because the clock is ticking. But I think what we're going to see is almost nothing happen except for short-term government funding bills before the election, and then wow, you wait until after the election, and all these things that they've got to come back and do. All of the Bush tax cuts are going to expire. The Medicare rate hike for doctors is going to expire. They've got to fund the government. The list goes on and on and on. And the lame duck this year is really going to be something to watch.
What do members tell you privately about all of this? Because it seems like the administration isn't fighting that hard right now because, frankly, it's in campaign mode.
Yeah, you know, everybody's in campaign mode. And it's
well, the House is always in campaign mode.
Right, the House is always in campaign mode. They never leave. They'll be in campaign mode and lame duck. But, you know, what you hear privately is a lot of frustration. You know, they say that we basically have, you know, a year at a time to do things. We have just a short window after elections to do major legislation, and then the campaign season kicks in again, and we're back to the CR mode. At the same time, they don't say they want to, you know, change anything about the way elections are run or funded or anything like that. Most of them don't. So they're not changing the functionality of the election system at the same time. So, you know, they've sort of created their own stew that they're boiling in. But no, there's a ton of frustration. They hate having to spend so much time fundraising in order to get reelected, and yet they all do it, and they grumble, but they don't change the system. So, you know, they get what they deserve.
So, Mike, just real quick, because we don't have a lot of time, we started off talking about these big sweeping budget proposals not really going anywhere, sort of political movements. Do they actually do anything for lawmakers in terms politically down on the street, you know, when they're talking to people in their neighborhoods, or is it just a sort of wasted exercise?
No, I don't think it's a wasted exercise. I mean it does draw clear lines of distinction between the parties, what they stand for. It's kind of, you know, they're king for a day bills. If I was king for a day, this is what I would do. No one thinks that any of this stuff would ever, no one thinks that all of it in its totality would be passed and enacted. But it does show you if this party was in power and if they had control of a couple chambers in the White House, you know, they would start plucking things out of this. And so, you know, that's why there's such a focus on Medicare, which affects millions of people, and the Bush tax cuts, what to do with those, it affects millions of people, those types of things. You know, the more obscure issues, they're talking about, you know, the top line discretionary spending number and the war savings and all of those sorts of things are, you know, I don't think they resonate at all with voters, except for those who are really paying attention and really have some kind of vested interest in those issues. But it's more the big Medicare, the big health care and tax cut issues. And we saw that last year. The evidence is, you know, that New York special election last year was right after the House Republicans, Paul Ryan passed their bill, and it cut Medicare, cut benefits, and it moved towards a privatization of the system. And what happened was a Democrat won a special election in a very conservative district as a direct result of that plan. And so those sorts of things do resonate with
sure.
voters, and that's what's going to happen this year.